This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. It's just near 1 o'clock in the morning. In Hong Kong, it appears that flight check-in services are suspended at Hong Kong's international airport as protests continue into their fifth day. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport were canceled for a second straight day Tuesday after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The UN has weighed in. With more from Geneva, Lisa Schlein.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The unprecedented shutdown of one of the world's busiest airports was an extension of the street protests that have gripped the Chinese territory for more than 2 months. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. This is VOA News. A man with a history of mental illness is in custody on charges of killing one woman and injuring another in a knife-wielding rampage in downtown Sydney on Tuesday. Police in Australia's largest city say the 21-year-old man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during the lunchtime hours. Gavin Wood is the New South Wales Police Superintendent.
A number of members of the public actually physically restrained the offender. They were significantly brave people. To approach a person with a mindset of obviously what this person did, with clear evidence of a stabbing previously, these people are heroes.
The man was later caught by several pedestrians, with the video showing that the man pinned to the ground by a crate and a chair as his pursuers cursed him. Now, the stabbing victim, identified by police as a 41-year-old woman, was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing more than a week ago. Police said the body of Nora Ann Quarren was located about 2 kilometers from the Dusan Resort. The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was reported missing a day after her family checked in at that resort, which is about 70 kilometers south of the capital of Kuala Lumpur. Police classified her as a missing person, but her family suspected that she had been kidnapped. China is confident in coping with the extreme pressure imposed by some people in the U.S. by escalating trade frictions, according to experts attending a seminar held by Kuangming Daily in Beijing on Tuesday. These frictions, they say, have seriously affected the stability of the world economic order. Experts believe that the recent labeling of China as a currency manipulator by the U.S. Treasury Department is a tool for these people to put pressure on China in China-U.S. trade talks. Zhang Zhu Chun is the Deputy Director General of the Research Bureau for the People's Bank of China.
The U.S. measures of trade protectionism has also generated concerns that the United States may also suffer from recession.
Some experts believe that the prevailing attitude regarding trade has provoked this instability. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for 5 scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off of northern Russia. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
voice of OIA. One, it's today's exclusive hit.